The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Vortex Jones. Woo! Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. As you know, you've been listening for quite a while. Thank you for your audience and thank you for your attention. We hope that we enriched your lives as much as nutrition has enriched ours.
Yes, and we're nutrition specialists with over 40... Gary, don't let me tell him how many years. Okay.
20 years.
Oh, that's right, 20. Gary said it right, just right.
Gary's math sucks, okay.
In wonderful natural therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our magnificent son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. You have the most incredible choices, wonderful proteins, magnificent supplements, that for every kind of variety, every kind of situation, every kind of goal that we have health-wise.
Health challenges.
Health challenges and combinations you can't get anywhere else and terrific prices. And let us not forget the broth cafe at Alive and Well. Organic. We're fanatic organics. We did this way before all of the news was coming out like it's been all the time, that these toxic chemicals and pesticides are even in people's urines everywhere, wherever they're tested. No, we make sure we're fanatic organics, and that is the Broth Cafe. But it's gorgeous. It has a beautiful setting. You eat in now. It's terrific at that beautiful marble bar.
You can belly up to the bar,
belly
boys.
Up, well, okay. And that's true. He's Irish, and he always knows quotes like that, okay? And belly up to the bar, boys. Okay. But besides that, wonderful organic juices, magnificent foods. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, not vegan or vegetarian, the choices are organic across the boards, and there's a tremendous interaction and a love affair and a family connection with the local Maui organic farmers. We get the beautiful produce, organic, brought in every single day, and high concentration pressed juices made from that. All these vegetable, wonderful juices that are there, and high concentration only in glass. And what is the other magnificent source? What is the water that is made, that all those things are made with?
Well,
whether it's
a vortex.
Vortex water, which has that all those benefits of strengthening our immune system. This is proven. Energizing, structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, high oxygenation, and 99999. No chemicals, any toxin
it's
of any kind.
0.999, honey, not 999.
Okay.
999
you
is
always...
an astronomical number, but... 0.9, that means infinitesimal amount.
He's the math whiz. And besides being the masculine, you have to have male dominance. I don't care. It's true. Okay. So, but it's wonderful because I have to say that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't. People on medications take them off. Strictly educators. And it's amazing. We don't solicit the testimonials. We don't solicit. Right, dear?
No.
No.
Anything.
We don't twist arms. We don't pay off. Nothing like that. No. We don't solicit testimonials, right? You just share. And then I want you to comment on this because this wonderful guy, he comes in just about every day and he says, I have to tell you this. And he's there filling up his glass jug with the Vortex water there. And he said this. These are his words. Vortex water is the fountain of youth.
There you go.
Those are his words. He went on to say about how wonderful he feels, how terrific, how it gives him life and energy. But I'd never heard that expression But you and I, then, going back some time, we grew up on the word fountain of youth because it was something that was a great search. So many people in the past and forever.
I can't remember the guy, the Spanish explorer.
Was it Ponce de León? Probably not.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Gary knows.
Ponce de León?
Gosh, Gary, I thought of that. Maybe I'm getting more energy and brain power from this, okay? And the brain power, too.
But I guess he was wading through all the sludge of South Miami trying to find the Fountain of Youth.
Fountain of Youth.
All this water's got to come from somewhere,
well,
he said.
We should have told Ponce, or however you used to pronounce it then, Ponce, to come over to Alive and Well and get the Vortex water. Come on, Ponce. So the fountain, that name came to me, the Fountain of Youth. But I still remember just being a kid that this was a great search. Well, now you got it over at Alive and Well.
There you go.
And then tell the things that made in, at the broth cafe with the Vortex water.
Any wetness coming from broth cafe, the broth, the coffee, the tea, the glass of fresh water, whatever it is you want, it's... What? It's Vortex.
And cooked, whenever it's cooked there, whether it's the steamed vegetables or anything else, they're all made with the Vortex.
That's it.
That's the only water that is used there. And then there's the beautiful
jugs
there
for you
to have.
So that's what I just said. The broth is made with Vortex water.
And beautiful availability for you.
And tea and a glass of water yourself.
You know, in the testimonials, I'm thrilled to hear this because I know that I survive so much because of natural vitamin E and the natural progesterone cream. I have children because of natural vitamin E and all the lumps and rocks in my breast that they wanted to amputate. The happy progesterone normalized that. But this sweet lady came over and said she was so thrilled, her words, her heavy bleeding and pain. She was talking about, you know, vaginal, menstrual, or you know, completely stopped with happy PMS, the natural progesterone cream. Mm-hmm. And natural, not the synthetic that's often sold in places, natural vitamin E. And she said, thank you so much. Of course, you and I say, Den, we're just messengers. I thank Dr. Shute from Canada and, mm-hmm. you know, big-time OBGYN, his brother, for finding out about natural E. Dr. John Lee on all the work that he did with and didn't get a dime for a cream with using the natural progesterone cream.
He and the... renowned biochemist, I forget his name, but Dr. Lee and the renowned biochemist created the bioidentical progesterone cream.
I didn't
from
know
from plants.
That. That's okay. Right. Standardized
plant
extract.
Oils.
Yes.
Okay. And because he confessed to me, we had him here, folks, many years ago as a guest speaker, and 500 people showed up at the auditorium to hear him speak, but I was in charge of his flight and the hotel arrangements and car and everything else while he was here, and I had the great fortune to be able to spend some time at lunch with him, and I just unashamedly picked his brains for a couple of hours, in which he revealed that he said I was so haunted by the fact that I, by the using the standard medical procedure, he was actually killing hundreds of women.
As a medical doctor,
before
he knew about the natural alternative.
And he contacted this biochemist. He says, we've got to find a bioidentical progesterone cream because progestin leads to all kinds of disastrous scenarios.
Progestin, which is a synthetic form of progesterone,
you got it,
not from
right.
the natural, from the plant extract.
That's right.
Exactly.
So between the two of them, they came up with this beautiful product. And, you know, it's kind of funny, honey. People, when I introduce this product to a woman in the store, she'll say, the preliminary conversation is irregular cycles and depression and PMS and all kinds of other stuff. And then I said, and Dr. Lee says that what you can do is use this to ameliorate all the symptoms. And I pick up the happy PMS and show it to her. She says, happy PMS? Oh, come on. There's no such thing.
Wrong.
All right.
We've had thousands of testimonials. We can tell you that's the truth.
And oftentimes they will come back within a month, and they'll come back with the empty PMS, happy PMS tube in her hand and say, I love my happy PMS.
I know.
Happy,
I'm happy. This changed my life. This gave me life. I love my life. This is my life. We heard that so many times in Florida from years back.
Yeah.
We heard that so many times from the hundreds of women who then could conceive because it helped, you know, stabilize and protect the loss of pregnancies, which we saw in our family and all of that. And it had so many different benefits. And also one of the major factors, it fills natural progesterone, fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial, ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow, this is an exact definition, doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens that cause the growth of cysts and everything, tumors, et cetera, and heavy bleeding. There's a zillion benefits. And remember, natural progesterone, which we, as even a leading doctor and the leading, and his guest, who was the leading OBGYN in the United States, Dr. Niels Larson, head of Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. And as they were saying, the most important thing for women, and that was the subject of their show, the show was, what do women need at 45 and above? The most important thing is natural progesterone cream, because it has to be used in a cream, taken by mouth, the liver throws it right out, and synthetic is not. It has to be from the plant.
The synthetic is...
No. All the cells receive it, and it has such multitudinous benefits. But one of the main things, as Dr. Lee pointed out, and the top physicians, is that the bone-building cells, osteoblasts, they are the ones that convert the minerals that are taken in into bone, without which you don't have it.
Yeah.
And the bone-building cells, like cells have a mouth. That's an opening, but it's called a mouth, in which they use whatever the substance is that makes them able to do their job.
The osteoblasts.
And yes, they osteoblast. And what is the one food, then, that makes the natural progesterone?
Mm-hmm. And here's something else. It's a touchy subject to get into. I'm not going to make any claims. But Dr. Lee said, and other holistic physicians have said in their experience with using this cream, When a person is diagnosed with ductal carcinoma in situ, that is cancer of a milk duct in the breast. In situ means it has not spread to the rest of the breast. It's located in one isolated spot. By using the bioidentical Happy PMS progesterone cream, that in situ situation clears up.
Says Dr. Lee, and the research has backed him up. He never says anything without research backing him up.
And it's not me saying that.
No.
I'm not making that claim. This is what Dr. Lee said, and the I can't remember the guy's name, the biochemist who worked with him on developing that cream.
Okay, and you know, I want you also to again, a great guy came in, and you were busy at the time, but he wanted to tell you, so he told me. But he said, dear guy said that his uric acid levels and gout and pain were so much better with the Alive and Well supplements.
Yeah.
That you can take, again, not making claims, but again, bringing the body back into balance, bringing the body back, and makes all the difference in the world, right?
Well, uric acid is a buildup if it's not digested. Everybody makes uric acid. But if it becomes excessive, your body can't handle it, can't cope with it anymore, then you're starting to get sore ankles and toes and feet because the liver, it's not no laughing matter, but it's amazing how the body works. The liver is very hypersensitive to uric acid, so the liver sends uric acid down to your toe or to your foot or to a lower extremity, someplace else other than anywhere around the liver. But using the product called uric acid repair is terrific because it reduces the level of uric acid, but the uric acid buildup occurs before the crisis, and the crisis is reached by not being able to digest your food. If you don't digest the uric acid in your stomach and with the normal digestion process, then it builds up and becomes a problem. But that follows the whole premise, the whole idea of, by the time you're early 50s, you make 70% less digestive enzymes and capability than you had when you were 20 years old. So you're not digesting the food to begin with, and that uric acid builds up. So you can get rid of a two-step program. Use the uric acid repair and also take the super digestive enzyme.
That's right. And also remember there's that wonderful Peruvian botanical, Chancapiedra, break stone, which is wonderful, which we have too, which helps dissolve the buildup of stones and crystals, you mm-hmm. know, and they it's support that they give loads of background that's used for centuries, a beautiful plant, organically raised, that that has been used for centuries to dissolve crystals, to help the liver and help the gallbladder and help the bladder and help, et cetera, for the function of dissolving crystallization. Mm-hmm. And we have a tremendously important issue that, and I'm applauding a holistically minded, but my gosh, Dr. Russell Blaylock, a nationally recognized board certified neurosurgeon. He has so much background. He has all kinds of awards, the Integrity in Science awarded by the Weston Price. He is the chief he's the chief for the journal Surgical Neurology International. He has such background, it's incredible. And he is the one bringing this critically important information. And we need to listen to this, because as much as we think we know, we could quote, say Mona said that, I learned a lot hearing this, and we need to hear this. And I share that with you, okay? And this is Dr. Blaylock, MD, with this huge background, neurosurgeon. Acetyl L-carnitine protects... Acetyl L-carnitine protects against the ravages of aging. And he's a big-time guy. And he goes on to say, it is true that some people lose their mental acuity, that sharpness, as they age. One of the most frightening things a person can face is a loss of his or her mental faculties, especially memory. Unfortunately, cases of dementia are occurring at even earlier age, to the point that even nursing homes are filling with younger patients. And the COVID-19, he's been against the side effects. I'm just saying that. Vaccines. Will greatly magnify this problem for a number of reasons. But he doesn't have to. Life doesn't have to end that way. At 76, says the leading physician, I take no prescription medications, this leading doctor, not Mona. Neither does my wife. More than 7 years ago, I had a surgical procedure, and the nurse was shocked when I told her I took no medications. Most doctors your age are on a handful of prescription medications, she said. But of course, there are ways a person can age healthfully without resorting to prescription medications, says Dr. Blaylock, actually do more harm than good in the long run.
Say that one more time.
Says the doctor. Prescription medications which actually do more harm than good in the long run, says Dr. Blaylock. And I'm going to start this.
How many times have we seen that in the 50 years we've been in business?
Endless.
People coming in with 25 different prescriptions they take on a daily basis. They can hardly speak. They can barely shuffle across the floor. And they've got diabetes. They've got cholesterol. They've got heart. They've got liver. They've got all kinds of complications.
Right. I know.
And those come from what? Side effects of the drugs.
And they are even listed that way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start this, then give this to you.
All right.
And then you give it back to me.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Here we go. There are three major killers, says the doctor, of older people. Heart disease, cardiovascular disease, neurodegenerative diseases, and cancer. The risks for and from all of these conditions can be substantially reduced by following an excellent organic diet, reducing stress levels, remaining active, and taking natural compounds to enhance your disease resistance. And then he focuses on what he's talking about. Okay? And he says this is a compound that has a very high degree of safety, even for children, and a great deal of scientific evidence supporting its ability to improve energy production in cells, reduce damage from free radicals and lipid peroxidation products, and prevent those killers. And he says it. What acetyl L-carnitine can do for your body. And I'm going to give this to Dennis to read this, and he's going to give me that one. Okay?
Acetyl L-carnitine. The reason acetyl-L-carnitine is so effective, this is not from a doctor, this is from other holistic physicians, is because acetyl-L-carnitine is the one that that can transport through the blood-brain barrier. So not only does it help every cell in your body that isn't part of your brain, but it also accelerates the natural, healthful metabolism functioning of creating the thought process in the brain.
And also through the, it transports through to, into the heart and into the liver too.
Absolutely.
To help do all of their jobs.
But there's not many things that get into the brain. Acetyl-L-carnitine is a major one. Okay, the compound, acetyl-L-carnitine, was discovered in 1905, says the doctor, and has been found to play three major roles within cells. You've only got several trillion zillion cells. Okay, but in every one of them, acetyl-L-carnitine is very effective. And here it goes. Number one, as a powerful antioxidant, an anti-aging, an inhibitor of lipid peroxidation. That is, lipid peroxidation means that the fats in your body, the oils in your body are, peroxidized.
They get hard and fat. And they cause all the problems.
And the inflammation causes
right.
that.
That's
okay?
right.
As a powerful, the compound acetyl-L-carnitine is also a powerful stimulant for cell energy and is a regulator of neurotransmitter production within the brain. Well, that's something
that's
I mentioned just a minute ago.
Nerve transmission in the brain. Tremendous.
And nerve creation in the brain. Neurotrophic factor. These critical functions, says the doctor, greatly reduce brain impairment associated with aging, as well as with many diseases. As we age, our bodies become progressively more inflamed, our tissues produce more free radicals, which are more
terrorist cells.
And our cellular defenses against these processes become more impaired.
Ah, I knew that.
Okay.
Yes.
So, he goes on to say, at the same time all this is happening, enzymes and coenzymes, their helpers, in the body function less efficiently, meaning that metabolism itself is downgraded, which can translate as fatigue and brain fog and disorientation and memory loss and eventually lead to the appearance of neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. Because brain cells produce less energy as we get older, they are more susceptible to prolonged activation of glutamate receptors, a process called excitotoxicity. And when inflammation and excitotoxicity work together, which they do, a new process known as immunoexcitotoxicity develops.
Right.
This process is the basis for a great many brain and nervous system disorders
right.
and diseases. One of the primary effects of aging is an impairment of the energy production by mitochondria,
yes.
which are the source of 80% to 90% of cellular energy. The mitochondria, can I just talk about
it? Go right ahead. Yeah, he does go into that exactly.
How
he produces the mitochondria, okay?
The mitochondria, and every cell in your body contains mitochondria. You can't see a human cell with the naked eye. You have to put it under a microscope. And when you see it under the microscope, one human cell from the brain or from the heart has the highest concentration of mitochondria because the mitochondria are the energy-producing organelles, they call them, which create the life force in every cell in your body. And when you get the life force really working, then you have energy and vitality and exuberance for life.
That's right. Okay? That's right. And
you have good health.
Wonderful.
But, I'll go on later about mitochondria.
Yes.
But they produce adenosine triphosphate. A lot of terms here, which may be... Which may become confusing.
Okay.
But every cell produces its own energy. And the heart and the brain have the highest concentration of mitochondria for every single cell in the heart and the brain.
And then he says, acetyl-L-carnitine and its buddy, the cardio-Q10, are both used by the mitochondria to produce energy. In addition, they are both powerful antioxidants. The fitness of mitochondria, so he's talking about what like you're talking, is critical for overall health. Unfortunately, says the doctor, many things damage them, including toxic compounds, pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, industrial chemicals, food toxins, toxic metals, excitotoxicity, inflammation. Throughout a person's life, aging mitochondria are removed and new ones are generated. But like other processes, says the doctor, this process becomes less efficient as a person ages. Luckily, acetyl L-carnitine contributes to the production of new and more efficient mitochondria. And he says, preserving function in the aging brain. A number of studies have clearly shown acetyl L-carnitine, abbreviated ALCAR, improves the function of the aging brain in many remarkable worries. ALCAR, acetyl L-carnitine, demonstrates a significant increase in energy molecules, including ATP, just what you were saying,
adenosine triphosphate,
right. Cellular energy.
That's
the
right.
Heart relies on that very much. And
Every cell in your body relies on that.
Phosphocreatine within the cortex and hippocampus of the brain, which governs memory and learning.
There
and he has
go.
A zillion studies cited to that. I'll give it to you in a minute, but he says here, ALCAR increases brain levels of a compound called myo-inositol, essential for producing critical brain cell molecules required for efficient brain function, and also acetyl-carnitine increased production of the neurotransmitter, that's nerve transmitter, norepinephrine, essential for resisting depression.
There you go.
I didn't realize
energy,
that.
Energy, vitality, life, exuberance.
As well as resisting depression, as
yes.
well as focusing attention and learning. And you have a few minutes, and then I'm giving it to you. One of brain cells' primary energy sources is fat. Fathead?
For sure.
Okay.
Call me fathead.
And acetyl carnitine's main role is transferring certain fats into the mitochondria so they produce more energy molecules.
And you know
ATP.
What's one of the best fats in the world, has been extolled by so many holistic physicians for years, is super omega 3 fish oil.
Gosh, we could spend days on that one and all that it does. It makes up 70% of your brain.
The brain is 70% fat. But the idea is that when you're using the super omega-3 fish oils, say the holistic physicians, you provide your brain, your eyes, and your central nervous system and heart, your entire body, with a perfect lube job.
That's right.
Lubrication.
Yeah.
Reducing inflammation, reducing the hardening of the arteries, reducing all the negative effects that go on with
right.
sugars and carbohydrates
right.
and all the other junk
the
in the world.
The perfect lube job for the platelets so that things don't gum up and cause all the terrible diseases.
You got it, baby.
Dr. Julian Whitaker. Terrific.
Yeah.
Yes, he was great saying that. It's been shown that raising acetyl L-carnitine, says the doctor, restores liver and heart. Remember, I said that liver too. Heart mitochondria to more youthful structure and function. And I had another doctor in his book reporting all the studies that show that acetyl L-carnitine helped reverse and prevent what's called fatty liver disease mm-hmm. or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. When the fats
or alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Anyway, so anyhow. And he says that a buddy for that is R-alpha lipoic acid, which is a potent antioxidant. He says there are, and they're wonderful together, mitochondrial activity. And it's coming for you, dear, in a minute. But studies have shown significant improvement in social behavior, communication. Listen to this, mental function among autistic children.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Who are given acetyl L-carnitine, then he quotes the studies. There are reasons that acetyl L-carnitine would be beneficial for treating autism spectrum disorders, says the doctor, not Mona. This powerful antioxidant inhibits excitotoxic damage, reduces lipid peroxidation, which we just talked about, enhances brain energy levels, mitochondrial stimulation and repair, and enhances the production of critical brain lipids. ALCAR is considered to be very safe, even in the highest doses. Whew. And you're getting it in a minute, honey. But I didn't know. Did you know that this was, studies have shown significant improvement in communication and mental function among autistic children who are given acetyl L-carnitine?
Yes. And with all mental central nervous system disorders, other holistic physicians have been speaking about this for years, that acetyl L-carnitine is the major, major, major normalizer of neurotrophic activity in the brain, the central nervous system.
Well, you must be working with, definitely, working with Dr. Blaylock, jerking with Dr. Blaylock, I got it, reducing the damaging effects of excitotoxicity. And he says one of the effects of acetyl-L-carnitine compounds that attracted my attention was the ability to dramatically protect against damage caused by excitotoxicity, which is a mechanism in virtually what he says all adverse brain conditions. Trauma, stroke, brain tumors, autoimmune diseases, brain infections, meningitis, encephalitis, developmental brain disorders such as autism. Excitotic toxicity is the major mechanism in other diseases, including diabetes, heart disease, atherosclerosis, liver disease, digestive disease, and especially cytokine storms that are seen in cases of sepsis. All the studies. I'm giving it to you in a
cytokine
second.
Cytokine storms, not only in sepsis, but also in COVID-19. It's a cytokine storm.
That's what they
that
have
creates
been,
the intense congestion in the lungs.
And it's a recent study, medical study, demonstrated that ALC, acetyl-L-carnitine, prevents excitotoxic damage in brains, preventing neurological damage as well. Would you read the recent studies over here?
Yep.
Recent studies. To the right.
And this all has to do with the very basic structure within each and every individual cell in your body, okay? And you've only got several hundred billion, trillion, zillion cells. But the mighty mitochondria, and I call them in little conversations Mona and I have had in private discussions, I call them mitochondria.
They
because
are.
Because the mitochondria are made mighty by acetyl-L-carnitine.
Right.
And R-alpha lipoic acid.
The one on the right, the paragraph on the right. Okay, go right ahead, kid.
Recent studies, says the doctor, have also shown that acetyl-L-carnitine is protective against retinal damage.
Wow.
From conditions such as impaired blood supply to the eye.
Wait, can you stop a second? I didn't know that, did you?
Yes.
I didn't, well, of course, but I did not realize that had that much retinal damage, because so many different diseases, you know, whether it's diabetes, whether it's all kinds of things, inflammation, all kinds of things, aging, the retinal damage to the eye, which can cause blindness, loss of vision, to, you know, whatever the degree. But he's saying that it has a tremendous effect on that.
Of course, yeah. And it's all these things are basically from inflammation. Again, the fire. Sugar creates the fire. Carbohydrates turn to sugar, create the fire. The fire destroys. And acetyl-L-carnitine rejuvenates, okay? Along with R-alpha lipoic acid.
He says.
Going back to the audio. This will be especially important in cases of glaucoma, says the doctor. Studies have also shown considerable protection of the retina in models of diabetes. Other studies have shown similar protection for human retinal cells, the retina. Blindness is a major complication caused by diabetes. And again, it's the sugars
wow.
which create the inflammation, which
exactly.
burns up all the neurotrophic factors in the eyes and in the brain. Studies on people with age-related macular degeneration who supplemented with acetyl-L-carnitine demonstrated improvement in four aspects of vision, visual field defects, visual acuity, sensitivity of the fovea. Now, I've never heard of what a fovea is.
P-H-O-B-I-A?
F-O-V-E-A.
Oh, fovea. I thought you meant phobia, like scared
or
scary
phobia.
Or something like or, you know, horror films.
Oh, that. Well, he goes on to explain, a parenthetical expression. Sharpness of vision, the
sharpness
fovea.
Meant, and when it said the visual acuity, that means sharpness, you know,
yeah.
ability to see.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so important. What can you say?
But the fovea are responsible for the acuteness and for the clarity
and
of vision.
My gosh.
And he goes on to say the pathological changes in the retina are corrected with acetyl-L-carnitine.
Wow.
Even better results were seen when acetyl-L-carnitine and cardio-Q10 and omega-3, super omega-3
Ooh,
oils
bravo.
Were combined.
Bravo, you got
All
applaud.
Right.
Just so he supported just what you said, the super pure fish oil.
Okay.
Right? Absolutely. The olipoic acid
no,
and acetyl.
I just made a comment, and it's an unfair comment. We've been saying this for years, yes. Why? Because we put together what holistic physicians have been saying for years, that the super omega-3 fish oils, the cardio-Q10, and the acetyl-L-carnitine work wonders for every cell in your body,
everything,
but especially the ones that we're cognizant of, which are the brain, the eyes, the heart, the vascular system.
Yeah, okay? And don't forget the liver. The liver. It delivers the liver.
Yeah.
As we used to say,
when
you're from New York and you're originally from Brooklyn, you got a way of saying it. Deliver the liver.
You know something? I've been hanging around with people from New York for years.
Okay.
I've never heard the expression deliver the liver.
I've been hanging around since I was born. If you're an Iowa boy, what do you know?
I know
you lived in it later years, but I was born and brought up there. A lot of people don't know that. They hear me talk, but they don't know where you're from.
But you didn't hang out where I used to hang out.
Oh, hey.
All right?
I did hang out with your mom and dad in Iowa.
All right. But deliver the liver.
The liver.
Nobody in Joe's bar ever said deliver the liver.
Well, my grandmother did.
She hung out at Joe's bar.
She didn't hang out at Joe's bar, but, you know, she was... Nobody had more than one, just what they used to call a Bissell Schnapps, like my father said, just one little tiny bit. Deliver the liver.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All I've had was a Bissell.
A Bissell. Yeah. And that's Yiddish for, that's Jewish for just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead.
And Joe used to get very angry. You want another Bissell? Too many Bissells. Okay. Go ahead. Godfrey goes on to say, even better results were seen when acetyl L-carnitine and cardio-Q10 and the super omega-3 fish oils were combined. Okay. Similar benefits have been documented in cases of hearing loss secondary to noise damage.
That's right.
With a combination of acetyl L-carnitine and N-acetylcysteine.
That's right.
That's our old buddy, NAC.
And we quoted that also about the military using NAC+. They used that for preventing and helping to reverse the damage done to soldiers' ears during the training using the rifle firing and everything.
And machine guns.
And they found that they based it on medical studies, and they found a 60 to 70% reversal of damage and prevention of it. But they also found that the studies also showed that acetyl-L-carnitine and the arlipoic also had help the range and the nuances of hearing, improving different ranges, so that they're big support players in that too. Very good.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We quoted that also. Amazing.
Just amazing.
Amazing.
Let me repeat that last little phrase. Similar benefits of using acetyl-L-carnitine, cardio-CoQ10, and super omega-3 have been documented in cases of hearing loss secondary to noise damage with a combination of acetyl-L-carnitine and NAC.
That's right. That's the leading one that the military
gives. And that's one of the latest nutrients that the FDA has determined to take off the market.
Right, but it's the main and it's a mandate with the military using that to protect
but
the soldiers.
But the FDA, protecting people, says we got to take NAC off the market. Why? Well, because we want to make a new drug out of it.
Oh, okay.
That's the way that game
that's
goes.
That's right. Okay? I understand.
Okay. In all these conditions, immunoexcitotoxicity, says the doctor, is playing a major role in the damage and may explain, at least in part, the protection offered by acetyl-L-carnitine, which reduces inflammation and hyperexcitotoxicity.
Thank you.
Isn't
that's
that
right.
Inflammation that again.
Inflammation and
talking sugars,
again,
we're talking carbohydrates.
That's right. Yeah, and just like you said, they say here, about the protection of the heart, and the pumping ability and electrical system, how ALCAR benefits that. Studies have shown that by age 70, much of those neural conduction system of the heart has died. Well, the great boost is this increases, if it continues that way, arrhythmias that can impair the heart's pumping ability. One of the often ignored but very important pathological, that's deadly processes, is immunoexcitotoxicity, which you said, Dennis. And just exactly what you said, this occurs when the immune system triggers a smoldering inflammation within the heart,
chronic inflammation.
ALCAR, acetyl-L-carnitine, reduces the damaging effect of immunoexcitotoxicity by inhibiting that, reducing inflammation, inhibiting the free radicals, I call them the terrorists, and lipid peroxidation, which it's the transference of those fats that becomes deadly, and in particular, dramatically increasing the heart's energy production.
Got it.
And
got that?
Dramatically increasing the heart's energy production.
How does it do that? Because it activates the mitochondria, the mitochondria, which create the energy for every single cell in your body, whether that cell is in your heart, your eye, your brains, your little toe. Hyperexcitotoxicity from sugars destroys those capillary integrity and the blood circulation, nutrient circulation to those areas.
Right, and he goes,
acetyl-L-carnitine, the R-alpha lipoic acid, the super omega-3, all reduce that inflammation, reduce that fire, and create better blood flow and freedom from claudication.
And he says,
excessive
Dennis,
claudication.
Right, and he says that cardiomyopathy is the deadly heart muscle disease, which is quite resistant, says the doctor, not Mona, to conventional pharmaceutical treatments. This condition weakens, and most people don't survive past 6 months. And acetyl-L-carnitine is a great breakthrough for deadly heart muscle disease. Could you believe all of this? And he quotes all the clinical trials, and all patients assigned to 2,000 milligrams a day or conventional treatments, the ones that didn't take it died of heart failure. The acetyl-L-carnitine, dramatic change and dramatic help. An interesting study of patients with coronary artery disease found that at least a 1,000 milligram dose of acetyl-L-carnitine lowered total cholesterol, triglycerides, and bad LDL cholesterol levels.
Now, isn't that
it
incredible?
It also raised good HDL cholesterol. Another study showed a higher 2,000 milligram dose of 1,000 acetyl-L-carnitine found, in addition to those benefits, oxidized LDL cholesterol and apolipoprotein B, the most harmful form, were both lowered. So all of this was so good for helping.
Without cholesterol drugs.
Right.
Do what?
That's exactly what he said. He says, you know, and they both, all the bad ones were lowered, okay, and all the good ones, which are heart protective, were elevated. He quotes all the study, and it binds excessive iron, which accumulates in the heart muscle, and when that happens, it increases the risk of free radical and lipid peroxidation. So he's telling you how great this is as a natural treatment instead of the bad cholesterol drugs.
And the cholesterol drugs create the diabetes.
That's
right.
They
create the weakened heart. They weaken every muscle in your body. It's a phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And you just go on, and he says that ALC decreases the chance of arrhythmias after a heart attack. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does this great big study. They have a higher death rate because of these arrhythmias. And then he goes on.
But the arrhythmias are caused, again, by a weakened heart.
That's
weakened
right.
Weakened heart muscle.
Yes. Post-heart attack patients were given antiarrhythmic drugs, and the risk of death, the researchers were surprised. Because the risk of death with the antiarrhythmic drugs was 250% higher among those taking the antiarrhythmic drugs than those taking nothing.
Okay.
So it caused them to die.
And what he is saying, and what the holistic physicians have said, is by using the acetyl-L-carnitine, again, strengthens the mitochondria of every cell in your heart, your brains, your eyes, your little toe, your entire anatomy. The cellular function is improved, is the efficiency of life creation for that cell and every cell in your body is enhanced by acetyl-L-carnitine and the R-alpha lipoic acid. It's phenomenal what these things can do.
Yes, and you know, he just like you said, Dennis, the acetyl-L-carnitine prevented the arrhythmias, improved the heart's energy. Good God. And then he quotes more studies. And the most valuable nutrients for lowering coronary artery calcification at a sign of a heart attack were acetyl-L-carnitine, cardio-CoQ10, supported by high B vitamins and vitamin C, and vitamin K2 compounds, MK7.
All right.
Also, dramatically lower coronary artery calcifications.
Now, okay. Let me just stop for a second. The vitamin K2 is the Mark 7 K2, form of K2 is Mark 7 K2. Picks the calcium deposits that form in the arteries and the capillaries, which start to plug up the blood flow. Vitamin K2 comes along, picks up that calcium, and puts it where? In the bones, where it belongs. It activates the osteoblasts, which incorporate that calcium delivery into new bone tissue.
Right, okay. Exactly. And he goes on about a double-blind, placebo-controlled medical study. Hospitalized patients recovering from heart attacks were given 2,000 milligrams of acetyl-L-carnitine or placebo, meaning nothing. Those who were given the acetyl-L-carnitine had less than half as many complications from arrhythmias, angina, and heart failure. So one nutrient.
Right.
And congestive heart failure, those taking CardioQ10 reduced the incidence of arrhythmias by 62% in patients with congestive heart failure.
Beautiful.
CardioQ10 congestive. Yep. We tell people that, okay? And it gives supportive nutrients, vitamin C, natural vitamin E, taurine, and a six-year study. The six-year study of more than 4,000 patients found a much higher death rate among those taking the antiarrhythmic drugs, digoxin, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers. And it was far worse among women than men.
Is it any wonder, honey, is it any wonder the drug cartel and Senator Durbin from Illinois is doing their best to get vitamins off the market?
Yes, because
when the best of the drug cartel therapies, if you will, the best they can do is allowing nearly 700,000 people a year die of just heart disease,
right.
Heart and circulation disease,
right.
Okay?
Right. Yes.
And the nutrients, which cost 1/100,000th as much as a drug.
Yes.
People don't have those results, don't have the negative results.
That's right. And he says
you're building health with every cell in your body.
Yeah, and he makes a conclusion and says what all this means is that taking acetyl-L-carnitine before a heart attack greatly increases the chance of survival and eventual return to good health. It even works after a heart attack, but sooner is even better. He quotes for everything he has said, and he has all the them listed, 40 intensive medical studies cited for all of this different information. Can you believe?
I believe.
Can you just believe? And you know, it goes on. We have other doctors that the acetyl-L-carnitine is, again, in the mitochondria, many studies. Supplementing acetyl-L-carnitine in the heart, your heart can't produce it. They show acetyl-L-carnitine improves energy levels, muscle strength, everything. Okay, ALCAR, they call it. You know what, Dennis, I want to just say, why is it? I guess because they're not paid off. But I have to just applaud the European physicians, because acetyl-L-carnitine, with this supportive thing of R-alpha lipoic acid, has been the main thing given for more than a half century for the brain in Europe by doctors.
Well, keep this in mind, honey. The FDA is owned and controlled by the drug cartel. They don't have the FDA in Europe. They do have a similar bureaucracy, but they don't wield the power that the FDA drug company combination has over here. So no other country, maybe one other country in the world, allows this incessant drug advertising on television. With every show you see, it's at least two or three drug ads.
Every few minutes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And you know who's, it's amazing, dear. You're I think you are a psychic.
No.
I think, No. I think it was more, we thought it was my family that was more like extrasensory perception.
Perception, yeah.
Not perception. Extrasensory perception. Well, you take a little scotch, you have extrasensory perception.
Just a missile.
But anyway, here's a Dr. Alan Inglis, MD. Okay, he's got a whole lot. Dr. Alan Inglis, MD. And here he says.
Not English.
Not
Inglis.
Inglis. I get it.
Okay.
Oy. Anyhow, well, it's a good thing. So maybe my teachers aren't around, but I've got you there all the time. Keep me on base, right? And here he's quoting. Prevention is so much better than healing because it saves the labor of being sick. Thomas Adams scientist and inventor, 1818 to 1905.
Beautiful.
Okay? And then it goes on.
Tommy.
Alan Inglis says, it's no secret, says the doctor, that mainstream medicine focuses on disease care instead of health care, he underlines. True health care, he underlines, relies on safe and natural solutions that help us catch problems early and save us down the road from the labor of being sick. Smart prevention keeps us out of trouble and promises a healthier, longer life, right?
Just consider this. Consider. There isn't a drug in the world that cures anything. They reduce symptoms. That can be very beneficial in many instances. However, nutrients always create just what acetyl-L-carnitine, R-alpha-lipoic, and other neurotrophic nutrients do. Create new cell life, new mitochondria, replacing old mitochondria, which are becoming worn out by the time you're 40s and 50s. The new mitochondria produce new cellular energy. Cellular energy creates abundance of good health. But
You know, we wouldn't have time to go into in great depth, but I am going to do just a light touch by this wonderful, another wonderful medical doctor who agrees with Dennis and myself too, but Dennis is the, if there's everyone that's from a pulpit on this one, it's got to be you, Den.
Really?
You're on a pulpit in this one, so you might even outplay Dr. Mercola, okay?
Uh-oh.
He says, sugar-coated, how the sugar industry duped the world. And in his little, just do a few things from his summation, that's all I have. Thousands of studies, says the doctor, spanning many decades, show how sugar damages your health, yet the sugar industry successfully buried the evidence and misdirected the public with manipulated science. Sugar-coated investigates the sugar industry's secret PR campaign, showing it normalized excessive consumption by deflecting evidence that sugar is a cause of ill health. He goes on and on about how all the different studies, sugary drinks linked to obesity, diabetes, the paid-off industry, all of the different things, it goes on and on. We'll get more into that the next time we come. But again, that's what you are at the pulpit talking about so much of the time.
Well, I harp on sugar all the time.
Oh, you harp on... You don't play a harp and love that you love sugar.
But I'm plucking the strings,
You're
baby.
Plucking the strings, okay. And get out of there. Don't lie to us anymore. Don't lie to us. You want the truth? You come to Alive and Well. You come to Alive and Well because... We're there for you. We are there for you, okay? And it is the organic, wondrous place, mm-hmm. The fabulous Broth Cafe, the wonderful Alive and Well, the great supplements. And you can call the 877-4950, and they'll have all of your foods ready for you. They'll have all of it, whatever you want.
Or you can do the app on your phone.
Right, or you can have it. You can sit there in the beautiful now restaurant, and you can sit there and enjoy all the foods, and you can use the number 877-4950 and set up a time. We are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We put people on medications or off. Doctor's area.
But the app is the Broth at Alive and Well.
The
menu is there. You can place the order, pick it up when you want to pick it up. It's all ready for you when you're walking.
And the 877-4950, you can set up a time with Dennis or with Mona. We'd love to sit down one with you in a beautiful, beautiful, soft area at no charge, zero charge. But again, if you make an appointment, we're not sitting with somebody else or doing something else.
And we're not doctors.
And we don't charge anything. Okay. We don't play doctor. Just giving information like these wonderful holistic doctors have given. And my gosh, and we learn all the time. Want to learn? Come and sit down with that time. Come and enjoy the fantastic Broth Cafe. Get the beautiful supplements and a lot of our services. We can mail and ship and do anything you like to wherever you want it.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.